Hey, I'm Matthew.
And I'm Colleen.
And we have four kids, and they're supposed to be in bed sleeping by now.
We are exhausted, so we thought, why not do a podcast where people can listen to our end-of-the-day conversations with each other?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, maybe you'll learn something. No, who are we kidding? We're just a couple of exhausted, mostly crazy, very happily married Christians. Are you ready, Colleen?
I was born ready. My middle name is ready.
Well, my middle name is Chimichanga. I must be hungry. I have a ton of shout outs and mentions to get to, but before I do, I was thinking about something.
Okay, what are you thinking about?
In college, the university that Colleen and I went to, I used to walk into the cafeteria in the mornings and choose a random group of people, and I would pour myself a bowl of cereal as if I were going to eat it, which is what normal people would do.
Not you, babe.
And then I would sit there with a group of people, and I would set my bowl of cereal on the table. I would make sure to choose a seat that was not on the end of the group, but right in the middle. And I would sit there and then take my spoon out of the bowl of cereal and immediately dunk my face into the bowl of cereal. And I would blow bubbles.
Milk and cereal.
Milk and cereal everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what made you fall in love with me, is a guy that just didn't care. I didn't care.
You sat down right next to me and my roommate. Hold on, let me get myself together.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell your part of the story.
And I'm crying. I love this. Okay. And then you literally like got milk all over me, all over her. Pretty sure I'm going to have to ask her. And then like is dripping out of everywhere.
Yeah, it was I blew bubbles with milk.
And you didn't like morning. Get oh, a
I
napkin.
Yeah. No, I just walked away with the milk all over my face.
You did.
I never broke a smile.
You didn't.
I never laughed.
You didn't.
I just blew the bubbles with my face in the bowl of cereal.
You can't start this with this story. I'm not going to be able to get myself back together.
So that's that. All right. So our friend, with that said, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about that. With our friend Sven, I haven't changed that much.
No.
I still do ridiculous things. I think it's why I wanted to go be an Apache pilot. I thought, you know
why
what?
Not?
I want to go kill some mofos.
With cereal.
Oh, I should not have said mofos. No,
should slip.
No, it's okay. It's the it's the Christian way of saying bleep 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 bleep. All right, so
oh, this is only going to get better.
Our friend Sven wrote us back
on the
email, and thank you so much for continuing to listen, Sven. I'm going to read your email.
Yeah.
He said, I just listened to your latest podcast, and it appears we have more in common than I had originally thought when you described Christmas in Fiji. Matthew, it brought back memories of Christmas in Guam. Mm-hmm. You see, I grew up on Guam, and although it's not quite the same as Fiji, we don't have Boxing Day, for example. The weather was, so there's that. And that's
He can really relate.
That is one thing that I mentioned how Christmas Day is probably the hottest day of the year in Fiji.
Sure.
And you want to kill yourself or lay down and die.
Stop.
Which is why I don't like Christmas. Continuing Sven's email.
You okay?
Like a listener, like I've said, we don't plan these things. I just get on
clearly,
here.
Clearly.
I've always liked a shock and awe approach towards my wife. In all aspects, if you can imagine. Of course, once I moved back stateside, experiencing my first Christmas here was, to put it mildly, a bit of a shock, mostly to do with the weather, mind you. I've been back stateside for almost 22 years now, and I still wonder why I'm putting up with the weather. Sven, listen, I'm going to pause right there. So I grew up in the South Pacific, and I and Colleen, my wife, she grew up in Detroit, so she was used to the very cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in Arkansas.
Sure.
And so that was hot for her, and it was just about right for me.
That pass out.
We moved south, and then in the Army, we started in the south, mm-hmm. very south, so mm-hmm. South LA, or they call it Lower Alabama.
And, in South LA.
Yeah. And then I applied for my top three stations that I wanted to go to were Fort Campbell, Fort
Benning.
It wasn't Benning. Surely not.
Because it was close enough.
No. And then the one it was in Campbell, Gordon, and Savannah. What's in Savannah? Maybe that is. Anyways, I don't remember. I got the furthest thing away. Mm-hmm. I got
none of those.
Fort Drum, which is literally 30 minutes from Canada in super upstate New York. Yeah. It snows so hard up there. It is so cold up there that the Alaskan National Guard travels south to do their cold weather training in Fort Drum. So that's where we got to. I experienced the first winter that we were there was negative 30 for four months at least. We easily reached negative 50, but it was negative 30 and below for a long time. The second winter, at least that. I think the third winter was a pleasant, like, negative 10 and below.
Yeah, it was like summer, man.
But so, yes, Sven, I am with you. I was shocked in that as well. But I ended up finding enjoyment in it. It was more about the survival aspect of the...
It was pretty.
It was it was beautiful. It was a new, for me, it was brand new. I think even for you, much snow.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea what snow meant.
One weekend, and I'm not exaggerating, Colleen had been, she had gone down to Syracuse to see a friend who was on a business trip or something.
In Jersey.
And she got stuck in a blizzard.
Yeah.
So she couldn't come back for a day, and I had to call hotels, and you had children with you?
I had all three, and let's see, Michael was like a year, maybe 18 months at the time.
Right. So, I got you guys a hotel, and I was stuck in we lived in a loft. We were in this tiny little loft at the time, and that weekend, it snowed 144 inches, and they said it was the most snow anywhere in the world for that whole year. So
I literally hit a snow wall.
So, anyways,
that was really fun because I had to go over snowdrifts to go get a box fan at Walmart because we also sleep with box fans.
Yeah, we're a box fan family.
And so I told the kids, lock the car, don't let anybody in. I'm just going to run. And I'm like booking it full sprint through Walmart. It is
survival of the fittest in the North.
It was awesome.
I think that's why I liked it. It's just all about, it gives you something to really feel like you've gotten through.
Yeah, we accomplished a lot. My goodness.
Continuing Sven's email.
And go.
Then I tell myself that it's because I get to play dress up and wear all sorts of awesome winter clothing. I really hope you sense the sarcasm on that last one.
Remember,
I'm a hammer swinging knuckle dragger with zero sense of fashion. Amen. You and I both, Sven. I don't know what a knuckle dragger is. I love the phrase knuckle dragger.
Right.
I have been caught many times saying completely inappropriate phrases in the United States because I didn't know they were inappropriate. And I don't even care if knuckle draggers like a really bad word. I like it. I'm going to start using it.
Uh-oh.
Hammer swinging. Hammers. I swing hammers, too. I like hammers. Anyway,
if I had a hammer.
He says, still love your podcast. I think you two are awesome and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
A world gone crazy, you guys are refreshing, not least because of your unabashed faith, which helps me as a new Christian. Love to you both, and happy Thanksgiving, Sven. P.S. I forgot the other commonality is I served in the Navy many, many years ago. So I am proud of you, Sven. I'm proud of that commonality between us both serving our military. And that's awesome. So I wanted to start out by reading that. And then on the Tired Christian Parents profile on Gab, we got a comment from Bookshelf Tracker this morning. I think it was this morning.
Genius idea.
It was from the last episode of titled Apache. What did I title it?
The Sous Chef.
Going from Apache pilot to Sous Chef.
That's it.
Yeah. This person says interviews for jobs that you haven't applied to. A sous chef who has never cooked, butters toast before toasting, laughy face, latest episode of Tired Christian Parents is laugh out loud funny.
And then
we did mention them, so do check out Bookshelf Tracker. Colleen has which she was talking about them at dinner tonight.
I was.
And we will, and they're posted, their shout out mention is on episode 24. So go check out their profile on Gab, please. And she was talking about how excited she is. And then our 11-year-old son
11,
went, that's awesome, when really he heard about what they do. So that's really cool. And then I said, thank you. It's much appreciated. So glad you're laughing with us. And they responded, absolutely. You both are hilarious. It's a fun thing to listen to in the mornings as I'm starting work. Well, I'm hoping that you enjoyed my dunking my face in the cereal story from college.
I think I got my composure now.
Did you get your composure? And then I have some more stuffs. I have stuffs that I want to mention. I have been meaning to mention these folks since, I don't know, episode one?
Oh my, you behind, man.
And I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing this. Darren's Miracle Meat Dust, or Deron's, or the name is spelled D-E-R-O-N. So I'm just going to say D-Ron. Oh, D-Ron's Miracle Meat Dust. I've got to buy some of this stuff. It looks amazing. It's seasoning. I'm just going to read it. It says D-Ron. I know it's Darren. I'm pretty sure it's Darren. Our brother-in-law's name is Darren. Darren's Miracle Meat Dust is a family-owned seasoning company based in San Antonio, Texas. We love good food, good people, travel in small-town Texas. We've posted some of our finds and recipes on gab.tv. So check them out. We'll give them a shout-out as well. Patriotic Pooch Bakery at Lone Star Weaver. And they make treats for dogs. So that's really cool. We have dogs. I'm telling you, your treats look like I want to eat them. I'm not going to lie. I might even chew on some of those myself. They look like a good cookie.
Yeah. Y'all think he's joking. He might actually do it.
I have tried
cereal Dunkin'
dog food that looks good, and it is not.
Nope.
It is not good.
Please learn that lesson. Holy no more dog food.
Holy smokes. Kay? Dog food tastes terrible. I feel bad for our dogs when they eat dog food, but they like it.
No, they dogs. Like
they like that old dog food. And then, what?
I don't know. You're funny.
I'm
making a lot.
Trying to get these, shout outs out there. I'm trying to shout outs.
What do you mean?
And then the last one I think is, these folks just followed us. Handy Working Girls at Handy Working Girls. You will see their shout out on Tired Christian Parents on Gab.
Very cool.
And they do, they have a post here that they did, petite pumpkin bean bags. And so it looks like they do a lot of cool work on Etsy. I don't feel like I'm pronouncing that right. Etsy.
But you're just putting the emphasis.
Those are my shout outs. Do you have any shout outs?
I have one.
Okay, good. Cause we're only allowed seven, and then it doesn't let me do any more on Gab.
So I have seven. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But I've already done yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It's for real. It's just one.
Okay.
Okay. So, today's
Wednesday.
Okay, so yesterday, our oldest had a dental cleaning, and Alabama still has this rule or suggestion, you know, like only the parent and the patient can come. Please try to limit the amount of people who come into the office, blah, blah, blah. So my mom, she's so sweet. Even though she works from home.
Oh, because of dumb COVID?
Right, that one thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and so I couldn't take all three with me. But it worked out because I was able to do some grocery shopping because Publix is right next door. Yay! And then he went in to get his teeth cleaned. That's when I went to Publix. Sorry, I had to back up a minute. And as I was putting the groceries in the car and then going, I promise this totally matters, going back into the office, I left my books in the car. I always travel with like two or three books, and I left them in the car. So I had a couple of minutes while I was still waiting on him, and so I got to peruse Gab, which I don't get to do during the day. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled upon my shout out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, sorry, my phone bleeped off. Okay, Chris and Katie at Spotlight on Home. And they're on Gab, but they were also I found them on Spotify, and I just followed their link, and I had to kind of search for them on Spotify. I know they're on Apple Podcasts.
We'll include their link, though, yeah, on the Tired Christian Parents profile on Gap.
But they had posted a Thanksgiving, how to prepare for Thanksgiving and include your kids in that, and also count it as school. And so Kai and I were able to listen to that on the way back from the dentist when he had finished. And it was so fun because they have 8 kids where we only have 4. So she's doing double duty. And it was really cool to see her ideas because we do a lot of them. We have a lot of things in common. And she had talked about the thankful pumpkin. Remember a couple years back? We bought the pumpkin and I was like, I don't want to carve the pumpkin. I want to write, you know, what we're thankful for on it and put it out on the, mm-hmm. And we left a Sharpie out there. So anybody who was walking by could just write on there what they wanted and stuff. And that was one of her suggestions. And I thought, hey, we do that.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed that project. We got the house church in on it. And I think one of the kids had said, we get like those little Debbie snacks. Mm-hmm. And that was something that somebody was thankful for. So it'd have been nice. Maybe I should have gotten like a plastic pumpkin so we could redo it every year, bust it out. But that pumpkin, I think, went to the pigs eventually. But she was talking about how much learning can be done in homeschooling during Thanksgiving. And I was like, yes, I know. This is so fantastic. So I asked her if it'd be okay if we mentioned her. They're doing some awesome work, and it's so nice to see another family working hard and loving homeschooling. And,
certainly.
And one thing that she had suggested that the kids were really excited about, or Kai got really excited about, was placemats, and they made them today. So you get to be surprised when you get your placemat. But Kai and Marilyn, the oldest and the youngest, worked together to make these really nice placemats today.
Yeah.
And it was a fun project for them to do.
That's really cool. Well, so God bless them for having so many kids that are going to grow up and be Christian warriors for Christ. And that's amazing. That's one of the things that I've been thinking about more recently is that Gab has been such a blessing for us because it has so many other like-minded Christians who understand the blessing of children.
Right.
And that we, you know, I'm unashamed to say, go and have children and raise them in the Lord, because we need that more than ever right now. We need godly parents raising godly children to fight this godly war that we're in right now. And that's what we need, because the Lord knows that we need it. And there's too often that you will walk into a church and you'll hear, even for us, oh, 4 kids. Wow. Oof. Don't you know what causes that? Body blah, you know, some stupid jokes like that. And for us, why aren't we hearing Christian people saying, God bless you, go have more.
Right.
Go have more children and raise them in the Lord. How can I even support
you? Nothing of that. Mm-hmm. Can't believe you had 4. Man, I can barely handle the ones I've got, and I've only got 2.
I've got the one little demon Bobby. I don't know, demon Bobby. That's going to be my next band name.
Oh, demon Bobby.
So, speaking of pigs, dang those pigs today. Oh, my goodness. Here's the only part of the story that I know.
Okay.
You called me.
I did.
And said, you need to bring the livestock trailer. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it's not a livestock trailer. This is hard to explain for those who don't do livestock, but we have what is called a slide-on. Mm-hmm. It is basically a huge cage. Open-air cage, almost, for livestock, but I slide it on to my 20-foot trailer. Mm-hmm. When I need to transport livestock, and it's just short distance transfers. So you said you need to move that out to the livestock field. The pigs are getting out, and to make a really long story short, I don't want to go over it. We got done with the electric fence yesterday, I had finagled it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the story. We don't have time, but my oldest son ran over the line with the four wheeler and broke it. And it was working. And so that was upsetting. But the pigs are very smart.
So
they
smart.
Figured it out quick. And all I know is you had said they were getting out and you need to bring the livestock trailer over to the field and put the pigs in there. Mm-hmm. So they stopped getting out.
Yes.
So that was what happened after my very long day.
I'm sorry.
I had an interview today.
And you got the job.
Did I talk about how I was going to try and bomb the interview?
Yeah.
So the interview, unfortunately, went well. And they did ask me, in the interview, my favorite question was, what is the most recent book you've read?
Oh, I love those questions.
I've never been asked that question. So I was able to say, and I'm going to, this is another cool shout out for a guy on Gab. I'm currently reading A Soldier's Progress by Andrew Horvill. I told him the book before that was Rules for Reformers by Doug Wilson. And the book before that was Live Not by Lies by Rod Dreher, which should be absolutely mandated reading for the Christian.
Yep.
But Andrew Horvill will get a shout out again for that book. I'm reading his book right now and enjoying it. So what was the story behind the pigs getting out today?
Oh, so you're right. They're really, really smart. And they very quickly figured out that the electric fence was no longer zapping them. And so the big boar, he just pushed his way out. And it's kind of funny because trying to fix it all, we got to discuss physics. Weight distribution and, you know, how to fix fencing. It was a very good life skill kind of a day. But the dog started going crazy and our oldest goes, oh, man. I said, what's up? And he goes, Silo's out. And he was out almost into the road.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like he was going for it. We have a pecan tree and a walnut tree. So he really likes those nuts and he was going for it. And of course the acorns too, but that was really what was driving him. So the first time he just was collecting nuts and Kai was able to convince him to go back, but he got full from all the nuts. And so the second and the third time he wasn't as willing with the pig food and we were pushing him and nudging him back towards it, and he was squealing. And then the mail lady came to deliver the mail and she was laughing. Like I could hear her laughing as she rolled down the window and Silo's going crazy. We're all pushing him back towards the pasture. And anyways, so we finally get him into the pasture and we put up some of the fence, those big gates.
The gates.
Yeah.
They're called gates.
They're called gates.
Yeah.
We put up some of the gates.
Farm
Kai
gates.
Used a fisherman's knot or something and tied them
really
sort
good
of
at
together.
His knots, for sure.
Yeah. And so he was able to practice those. So they're just kind of on there. And once we finally got him just into the pasture, we were able to convince him to stay eating the grass. But we kind of had to babysit him and scoot him away from the fencing so that he didn't bust more fencing.
Right.
And so that was what we did with our afternoon. We babysat the boar and
babysat the boar.
Did.
That's my
we
next
did.
Band name.
I'm saying, but yeah, it worked out. And then he got thirsty and decided to go back into the other,
the smaller enclosure with the pond. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was really tired from all the food he ate that he quickly fell asleep. So luckily we had enough time before you came home. But I thought if you got to now go get supplies and everything, I thought the livestock trailer is going to keep him in at least for a little while until we can go get supplies to fix it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had no consequence. He was like free range, man.
Yeah. Well, that is what we came home to today.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're in there, they're safe and sound inside their little big, their big little, but yeah, tomorrow's the farm work tomorrow
my goodness.
Is going to be making sure that the electric fence is tied together again. And folks, it's not as easy as it sounds. I was going underneath three gates with electric wire and you have to insulate it. So I finagled a way to put it into PVC, but it's not really PVC. And it was so great. And it took us a long time to do this. And then it broke. And so I have just go and buy a couple of splicers and get it hooked back up and basically probably walk Silo over and let him know it's working.
Yeah, you know. He'll figure it out.
I mean, we shock ourselves. We'll grab it to make sure it's working and it pops and then, whoa, it's good, you know.
He went right up to the fence, right up to the wire.
Yeah.
And he looked at, I swear, he looked me straight in the eye and like grinned and like put his cheek on it. Like, haha, I know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
He's smart. Like, you smug little pig.
He's, they're like little smart little dogs.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing? I feel like there's a transition.
I don't know.
Here.
I'm the man.
You can interrupt like a man.
I must think about this thing.
Well, I'm going to keep on talking. You interrupt all you want. So one really cool thing about home education class is that your youngest son has decided he wants to start his own business. And he thinks raking leaves, he sees all the leaves around. He's like, haha, he's so smart. Mm-hmm. He's going to rake leaves as a business. And guess what he's saving up for? Like most 8-year-olds.
Hubba bubble bubble gum.
No, but that's a good story. No, he's going to build himself a house.
Yeah. Wow.
He already started sketching out plans for this house. Thinking about plumbing. I'm trying to convince him to actually install plumbing because he thinks he can put like an outhouse sort of attached to the house.
Yep.
And it's good.
It's the smartest idea ever. If kids realize that they can save their money and then they can work through their young years and raise money by selling produce that they grow on the land to places around here, they can save up. We know many kids who have saved up their money to go to college, bought their own homes. And I love the idea of building a home off the grid and doing your thing from the very beginning. Just stay off of it. Mm-hmm. Get out of this crazy world.
Yeah. So he's going
to
do it.
Get into the crazy world.
Right.
You got to go to the wolves to bring them to Christ. But you don't have to submit yourselves to the wolves in order to do so. Yeah, I love it. Well, cool. All right. So tomorrow is the Abbott Brothers concert. Yay. We're going to go to it. We're going to try and stay awake. We'll give you an update when we can. My buddy Bart and I have been practicing whenever we can breathe on Christmas songs. I think we have like 6 out of the 20 we need to do now. And so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you're pushing us through that because you like...
You okay?
Yeah, you like...
You can cry?
I'm having
you can cry about it?
I'm having burpees. I'm having the burpees from my chesties. Okay, I need to say goodbye to you.
Aww.
It's like when we say goodbye, we go into like a frozen moment, and then we don't show up until the listener listens to us again.
Yeah. So long, farewell.
No. Then you don't sing.
You don't sing.
Music
no sing.
This is the Matrix. The Matrix we freeze.
I have no idea.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Tired Christian Parents podcast. You can follow us on Gab at Tired Christian Parents, or you can email us at tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. We'll see you next time.